The word today is contrite. Welcome to The Word Today with Pastor and Bible Teacher Douglas Schrader. One might think that as a person becomes more mature as a Christian, it is easier to avoid sinning. All people, including Christians, sin and need the mercy and grace of God through Jesus Christ. God does not take pleasure in people sinning against Him, but He is pleased when a person is sincere about repenting of their sin. Here to lead deeper into this topic is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Contrite.
Recently, we were talking about David, the shepherd boy who is mentioned in the Old Testament as a man who was raised up by God to become king of Israel. What an amazing story about this young boy to become a shepherd of a nation under God's leadership. And we shared that it was David's intensity, his passion, his zeal for God that likely lay behind the phrase that was mentioned in Acts chapter 13 in describing David as a man after God's own heart. We learned that if you're indifferent toward God, if you don't care much about Jesus, or even if you're a Christian and yet you take your faith as something peripheral, something that's just there to be used in an emergency, or if you really don't have a desire to serve God and to love Jesus and to share your faith and to grow in faith in Christ, if you don't have a zeal for God, you're never going to impress God. You're certainly not going to be a person after God's own heart to become a real friend of His if you have little interest or little zeal for God. Now, we saw that David had a great boundless love and a passion for God, and we encouraged ourselves to develop that kind of passion and zeal and to show that kind of passion and zeal. But in the life of David, there was always something that really bothered me. When I would look at him in the Old Testament and look at his life story, and I would think about that phrase that David was a man after God's own heart, it really disturbed me when I thought of the fact that, you know, David was a big-time sinner. David, like us, of course, was a sinner, but he really blew it big time. He committed some major sins. The one that is most famous is his adulterous relationship with a woman named Bathsheba. But he followed that up with murdering, plotting to take her husband Uriah and to have him killed. And so David plotted and planned that. And he executed Uriah. And so David was guilty of adultery. David was guilty of murder. And not only that, but there's another incident in the Old Testament where the Lord had forbidden censuses taken of the nation, and David, in violation of God's will, takes a census. And so there's three major missteps in the life of David, and I kept thinking for a long time, I was rolling this around in my head, how could David be a person after God's own heart? How could David be such a great friend of God when he's fallen into such horrible sins? How could God be so pleased with David when he had done such miserable things? And then over time and years, as God gave me wisdom in the faith, as I continued to wrestle with this and look at this and learn more about God's mercy and grace, it started to reveal itself that David wasn't just intense in serving God when things were going well. He was also intense in regards to repentance when he had sinned. He'd made no small deal of the fact that God deserved to punish him. He was ripped apart. He was totally drowning in sorrow over his failures and his violating God's will. And we see this in Psalm 51. This has been called the penitential psalm. It's a psalm that means, God, forgive me. I am repenting. I am feeling horrid about my sins. And it starts out, have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love. The phrase unfailing love is critical in the Old Testament. It's God's special divine love. It's the kind of love that will not fail humans and let them fall. It will provide salvation. God's mercy will come. That's his unfailing love. We depend on that in the person of Jesus. It was because of God's unfailing love that he provided us a Savior in Jesus. And so back to Psalm 51, he says, have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions. Wash away all my iniquity. Cleanse me from my sin, for I know my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. At another point in this psalm, in verse 12, he says, restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. He says toward the end of the psalm, the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. The word contrite is important. When a person has been humbled, when they've been broken, previously they had been arrogant. Previously they had been confident in themselves. They'd been boastful. They'd been full of themselves in their sin and in their opposition to God. And now they've been broken. Now they are humbled. They finally see the wrong that they had done. They finally own their guilt. We need a lot more contrition in the world today. There's too many people running around arrogantly, sloughing off their sins, brushing them off, pretending as though it's not that big a deal, and they're offending God. And they're bringing God's judgment upon themselves. If you want to get close to God, start to own the fact that you're a sinner. Start to realize that God's wrath could fall on you. You could end up being damned to hell if you don't repent. God wishes to save you, but you need to realize that you're a sinner. You need to realize that you need contrition. You need humility. Your pride will not get you into heaven. Your self-confidence will not have you stand before the Lord in judgment. You are a sinner who needs a Redeemer in Jesus Christ. And David, when he was shown his sin, when he was confronted on the sin of adultery and murder, he completely broke down. He realized that the Old Testament law stated that someone who had done those things deserved capital punishment. He deserved the death penalty, and he was the king of Israel. He knows that the only way that he will be put right ever again with God is if God is merciful, if God forgives him. And David, with as much intensity and self-confidence as he had when he went to fight Goliath, the Philistine giant, now he has that same kind of intensity and zeal in repentance. When was the last time you really broke down and cried over your sin? When was the last time you admitted to God, I've really messed up? I've blown it big time. I don't deserve your love. I don't deserve your mercy. Thank you. Thank you, thank you so much that you would forgive me through Jesus Christ. Are you boastful? Are you proud? Have you been living your life as though you somehow deserve the mercy of God? You don't. no sinful human does. It's time to get passionate about repentance. It's time to become contrite, as David did. That was part of why God loved David so much, why David was a man after God's own heart, not just during the good times when he was confident and acting in faith in the Lord and doing his will, but also after his rebellious phase. After David had wandered and disobeyed God, when the punishment came, David didn't get proud, he didn't get arrogant, he didn't get angry at God, he didn't deny God. Instead, he recognized his own sin. Let this program be your call to recognize your sin, to realize that you cannot stand before God in whatever perceived goodness you think you have. It's time to be humble. It's time to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior. He suffered and died so that you might be redeemed, so that you might be saved. You will never attain perfection outside of the work of Jesus Christ. And this is why fervent repentance is necessary. There are some individuals that suggest that thinking about the fact that we're a sinner brings us down, or that it ruins our self-esteem. It's just the opposite. When we put our confidence and hope in God, and when we humble ourselves, the scriptures say in the book of James that God will lift us up. He'll forgive our sins, and we will feel restored. We will feel good once again. We will feel loved by God. So I call on you to be fervent in repentance. When you have violated God's will, when you're feeling horrible, confess your sins. God is faithful and just, and he will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's what the Apostle John said. Come to Christ, humble yourself, confess your sins, and be lifted up by God Almighty.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for the Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find the Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you. So visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support the Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at the Word today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have the Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.